Newspapers really shifted away from being openly partisan in the late 19th, early 20th century. That is, as the 1900s, 1800s gave way to the 1900s. We all learned about the Spanish-American War that started in 1898, and the role of the press covering the events down in Cuba, which was still a colony of Spain at that point. Famously, the press, most of it out of New York, which was called the Yellow Press, in part because of the paper it was printed on, were really fanning the flames of war and propaganda. When the USS Maine exploded in Havana Harbor, what was reported at that time would almost be called propaganda. It wasn't just the facts of what happened, when it happened, who was involved, and how these people were affected by what happened. The press played a huge role in convincing the American public that the United States should go to war with Spain and free the people of Cuba from Spanish tyranny. So as we give way to the 20th century, this same kind of thing happened a little bit as World War I came on, and newspapers began to realize the enormous responsibility that they had to inform the American public of what was going on and to let an informed public draw their own conclusions and perhaps decide what role they wanted their country, their leaders, their politicians to pursue. So newspapers like the New York Times and many around the country began sort of becoming more professional, what we would think of as professional news gathering organizations. I will tell you that right here in Georgia, one of the most notorious events in our history was the murder and lynching of Leo Frank in 1915. The newspapers who came out against Leo Frank and used all sorts of racist and scurrilous language about him. He was a Jewish man from New York. He was accused of murdering a young woman who worked in the factory that he managed. The press came out virulently against Leo Frank. And the role that they played in really fomenting a lynch mob to kill him, again, this was in 1915. So by the 1920s, the press understands, as the man you quoted, the press had enormous influence for good or bad. If they put out news that had a certain slant to it, they might incite a mob to go and pull a prisoner out of jail and lynch him, kill him. So newspapers really became more professional, both in the way they gathered news, the way they talked about what was happening, and the way they presented it to the public, really in the first two decades of the 20th century. So that by the 1950s, 1960s, newspapers can still have a partisan slant, but you primarily only would see that on the editorial page. And they were much less racist and virulent even than they had been decades earlier. They might say, of the candidates, we think this one is going to be good for business. This one is going to be good for this. It's going to be good for our community. And then let the readers decide how they wanted to vote. But in the news gathering itself and in reporting, it tended to be much more factual. Who, what, when, where, how, and why were the things that most news stories, particularly if you were taught to write news, your first paragraph or two should be about who, what, when, where, why, and how. So that people reading could gather the information very quickly that they needed. If it was about a house fire, if it was about a robbery, if it was about a government official who was accused of corruption. But it wasn't openly partisan. All of that changed again with the coming of the internet, and people realized the enormous power of using a website to influence the way that people thought about certain politicians or about certain political movements themselves. So really the 20th century is often looked at as the golden age of news gathering, when newspapers not only were very powerful, they were very large. Something like the Chicago Tribune or the New York Times had enormous reach. And if they wrote an editorial condemning a politician, it would change the public's mind about that politician. So they tried, for the most part, I think, to use that power responsibly and to separate the difference between editorializing and news gathering, where that distinction had not always been made in the 19th century, and certainly not in the 18th.